City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's talk with Pat. Sorry to keep you waiting there.
It's all right.
Goodison Park Sunday, are you going?
No.
No, boxing, not up your street?
Not interested, honestly.
Really?
No.
Let's talk a bit about Everton as well. You didn't see, I mentioned before to Kev, who's in the studio, you didn't see yesterday when Frank De Boer did a press conference at Wembley and the guy introduced him as Ronald De Boer. And someone whispered in his ear and went, no, it's Frank. Obviously, Frank was down there helping launch, promote this Barcelona-Liverpool game, which will take place at Wembley on August the 8th. But it seems now, obviously, Ronald Koeman is maybe backing away from the idea of a Goodison Park association. Yeah. Frank seems to be the front runner, I would say. Is that a fair assumption?
In the media's eyes, I think. But I still think there's a lot going on behind the scenes, possibly. I think I'm not swayed by anything that's being said yet. I think there's other people out there. I mean, my favourite's Emery, and it has been Emery for months, regardless of what happened last week. I really like what he's done at Seville, and I think there might be a bit of talking to do with him as well. Okay, they're coming out and saying the things you'd expect them to say, especially after a few days after they just played in the cup final against Barcelona. But I think Everton at the moment are probably going around doing the business the right way. I know there are some fans who are starting to panic a little bit and feel like it's getting away from us.
Well, it's
and,
taking too long, isn't it?
But I don't think it is, though. I think when you think about when the season's finished...
Well, look at United. United sacked someone, know who they're getting already.
But I think they knew they were getting in
Should Everton not have done that?
I think there's been a change of power at Everton in the last month or so. Yeah. I think Mr. Mashiri's put his hands firmly on the rudder there and took firm control. And I think he's at the moment, I think he's going around and speaking to different people and getting different ideas. There's talk that he spoke to David Moyes. There's talk that he's even spoke to Alan Stubbs. And maybe he's
That Moyes one didn't go down well, but...
No, that's gone down like a lead balloon, to be honest, by the fans. So I think he's getting a feel of what's out there. And it is good, though, that someone like Frank De Boer is basically offering himself up. And it sounds like, though, what he's saying is, I don't want to walk back into any job. I want the Everton job. And if I don't get the Everton job, then I'll take a year off. That's what it sounds like he's saying. So that's
I don't think I've ever seen anyone more desperate.
That sounds like a great fallback, that. A really good fallback. And to be honest, I'd like De Boer, but while Emery's still there and still not fully committed himself to going to Seville, going to staying at Seville, then he, for me, is the one I want. And we'll know over the... I'll start to panic if by this time next week there isn't more noise coming out, because I think it's got to be done by the Euros. I think that's the most important thing, that it's done by... I know there's a few little deals getting done. I know with Liverpool bringing in a goalkeeper yesterday, it sort of highlights the fact that actually with the Euros there for that month, the pre-season isn't that long, and it almost feels like when you haven't got your players there that deals can't be done. So if it's done by next like a week Friday, sorry, then I'll be perfectly happy with that. But if it starts creeping into the Euros, then that's when I'll start worrying.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, the Euros comes at a really bad time for Everton, doesn't it? Because even if it's done by a week Friday, you've got a manager who can't talk to his players who are involved on international duty. That's pretty much the format, isn't it? You don't ring them up and go, oh, Romelu, how are you? Do you fancy staying next season? There's going to be none of that.
Yeah.
It's literally, you have to leave them in the cocoon of their country and address things afterwards. Which means that your running time to the new Premier League season is virtually zilch.
Yeah, and it means for players like Romelu Lukaku, who really I've got absolutely no hope of staying. And to the point, I'm not really that bothered anymore. That doesn't really worry me.
But you're Stones and your Barkley conversations, they need to happen. Your relationships need forming. All those things need to sort of gather pace.
Yeah, it's like when Wayne Rooney came back after Euro 2004, and he didn't have the chance to... Well, he didn't... There was no time. He came back injured, and he was pictured a couple of times at Belfield. The next minute, he was practically sold. There was just no time to have that conversation with him, maybe tell him the plans. And I suppose whoever comes in is going to have the same problem. But it depends who it is. If it is one of these big names, then you'd like to think that he can convince some of those players by just who he is to stay. But whoever it is, I'm not sort of thinking next season's going to be this epic season, because no matter who it is, a summer I don't think is long enough to get things in place, no matter what summer it is. You know, you look at the time Klopp's had. He's had actually a great amount of time, even though it was more than half a season, to get everything in place to kick off this season. And I think if you start now, I think it's going to take you a few months to settle down to the way a new manager wants you to play and bed new signings in. And so I'm quite patient about the whole thing now. I think it has to be done right. If we start rushing things, then we'll just make a mess of it. So let's hope it's done this time next week, or starting to be done this time next week.
iPad, great to see you.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.